This is WBUR's Weekend Edition Sunday. I'm Sharon Brody. Tonight, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton face off in the second presidential candidates debate as the Republican Party is in crisis because of newly released material, a 2005 videotape in which Trump brags about forcing himself on women, a growing list of Republican elected officials and prominent figures who previously had supported Trump have disavowed him, others are distancing themselves, and party leaders are confronting calls to get Trump to drop out of the race. Among the previous Trump supporters now denouncing the nominee, New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte. To help assess the situation in the swing state of New Hampshire and to look ahead to tonight's debate, we turn to Andy Smith. He's an associate professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire and director of the UNH Survey Center. Andy, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
The race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton had been tightening in New Hampshire before this tape was released. So how do you see the fallout from this video affecting the race in New Hampshire, you know, considered a key battleground state?
Well, it's certainly not going to help Trump at all. And I think it's going to depend on what happens in the debate tonight and over the course of the next week. And in particular, if there are more of these sorts of things that are released, it's likely to be a fairly close state as we go to the wire, in part because the people who are ardent Trump supporters probably weren't very surprised by this. And the people who were opponents of Trump probably were going to be opposed to him regardless of anything that came out from him in the past. Politics in America is tribal. The Republicans will, by and large, vote for the Republican candidate and the Democrats for the Democratic candidate. What's interesting is what's likely to happen down ticket.
Right. Well, actually, Senator Ayotte is in a tight reelection race against Governor Maggie Hassan, and the senator tweeted yesterday that she'll be writing in Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, for president. So with the New Hampshire contest considered so crucial for control of the Senate, I mean, how do you see these latest Trump revelations affecting that contest?
I actually don't think it's going to impact it very much. What we've been seeing in polling for more than the past year is that these two races are rather independent of one another. The Ayotte-Hassan race has been very close, within a percentage point or so either way for months and months, more than a year, while the Trump-Clinton race has widened and narrowed as the events of the campaign have gone on. The major difference is that both Hassan and Ayotte are pretty well liked within the state. They have pretty good favorability ratings, whereas both Clinton and Trump are very disliked and have very low favorability ratings. The one way at the top of the ticket, I think, will have an impact is on turnout. Have Trump's statements maybe discourage some moderate or less regular Republican voters from coming to the polls? The Democrats have a similar problem with Bernie Sanders. Will the Clinton be able to pull on those Bernie Sanders supporters, those young people that voted for him overwhelmingly, but don't seem to be coming on board just yet?
Hmm. Well, looking ahead to the debate tonight, how much do you expect this new controversy to dominate?
I think that we're going to see a lot of questions about this, and I certainly know that the Clinton campaign will attempt to pivot toward these sorts of things to fill out the idea that Trump is just an unelectable person. That said, it may provide an opportunity for Trump to go even harder against Clinton than he did in the last debate about the personal things that her husband had.
Is there anything that Donald Trump can say tonight that, as a pollster, you would expect to serve as any sort of course correction for the Republican ticket?
Probably not. A lot of the things that happen in campaigns are almost baked into them by this point, and especially with these two candidates. The only thing that I think is going to potentially hurt Trump is that not that Republicans are going to vote for Clinton. It's either that they'll stay home or that they'll go over and vote for Gary Johnson, because he is at least a viable third party candidate. Not that he can win, but he's somebody that Republicans are looking at.
As a political scientist and pollster, you base a lot of your perspectives on precedent. And I'm wondering how you approach a situation such as this with no real precedent, at least in modern times. The nature of the controversy is not a typical campaign development. And, you know, a major party hasn't really moved towards deserting the head of its ticket a month before Election Day.
It remains to be seen what's likely to happen if Republicans go to the point of pulling him off the top of the ticket, or if he steps back from the ticket, what that will do in all of the various states who all have their own individual laws about what you do when a name is dropped from a ticket. So this is really up in the air. So as a political scientist, I hate to say we have like a morbid fascination with trying to figure out what's going to happen.
And in terms of assessing and sort of predicting voter behavior, what do you have to go on?
Past patterns in the United States show that people typically vote their partisanship regardless of who's at the top of the ticket. It's kind of like rooting for the Yankees or the Red Sox. Once you're a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan, you pretty much stick with that team no matter which player is happening to wear the uniform on a given day.
Well, Andy Smith, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Andy Smith is an associate professor of political science at the University of New Hampshire and director of the UNH Survey Center. He joined us via Skype. This is 90.9 WBUR.